Al-Qaeda's had to rearrange their deck chairs as the number two man is now number one. Problem for Al-Qaeda is that their new CEO, Ayman Zawahiri, is about as inspiring as a potted plant, even though he is just as deadly as bin Laden was. So does Zawahiri need to establish street cred in order to make him more powerful in the organization? Let's ask Fox News strategic analyst and the author of The Officers Club, Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. So, Colonel, is Zawahiri going to do something to try to make himself more of a household word?
Well, he's certainly going to do everything he can. The time to watch is as we get around 9/11, the 10-year anniversary. Al-Qaeda will struggle as hard as they can to pull something off somewhere, if not in the U.S., in Europe, if not in Europe, somewhere in the third world, or what we used to call the third world. But you've nailed it, really. Zawahiri just isn't inspiring. He's not a recruiting poster boy.
Right.
He's a theoretician. He's a bureaucrat of jihad. Osama bin Laden, in his heyday, which had passed, excited great personal loyalty and sacrifice. The jihadis loved that guy. He was on the T-shirts. Zawahiri he's not going to be on the T-shirts throughout the Middle East.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Raul Castro trying to replace his brother Fidel. I mean, Fidel is not loved by the Cuban people because they know what the score is. But around the world, Fidel has this image and Raul does not.
Yeah.
Raul is just a bureaucrat. So it's kind of a similar thing. So do they have, is it Zawahiri or Zahiri?
Zawahiri.
Zawahiri.
You'll see
okay.
It with the other eye in there and without
Does
it.
Does he have a different MO than bin Laden, or were they working together and everything?
Well, you hear various claims that Zawahiri was really the evil influence, that he was the guy who corrupted the vision of bin Laden. There's a couple schools of thought, and we just don't know. But what we do know is this, that Al-Qaeda is no longer as unified as it once was. Zawahiri, or Zawahiri if you prefer, has his detractors, and I think you're going to see a lot more franchises splitting off. The American-born Anwar al-Awlaki, now operating in Yemen, he's not going to listen to everything Zawahiri says or Zawahiri says. He's going to roll his own, and he's been doing better than the core Al-Qaeda guys. You just had the Al-Qaeda of Fazl Abdullah Muhammad killed last week in Somalia with a target wish list of what they'd like to hit, but can't.
What do you think of that wish list, by the way? So far, all I've seen are a couple of British references, a British hotel and Eton, a British private school.
Yeah, the private school in Britain, for which they call a public school, for their upper crust, the richest of the rich, the aristocracy. That'd be a big win if they went into could go to Eton and kill a lot of the scions, the best and the brightest young Brits. But there also was a list, apparently, of 40 or 50 American individuals that they were thinking about or they wanted to hit. People from the world of finance, politics, maybe the media. And that tells me two things. One, they've lowered their sights. They're just not confident that they can get at a major government facility or a Twin Towers site. That's good news. The bad news is they're now concentrating on stuff they might be able to pull off, the one-offs. Assassinations aren't hard. It takes one guy, to do a John Lennon on somebody in New York, and then you've got panic. So they've lowered their sights. They're going to try desperately to hurt us around the anniversary of 9/11. But make no mistake, Al-Qaeda is a much, much weaker beast than it was 10
all
years
right, Colonel,
ago.
Colonel, we only have 15 seconds, but while all this is going on, Sheila Jackson Lee, Congresswoman, was at a hearing about radical Muslim conversions in U.S. prisons, and she felt it necessary to bring up radical Christianity in juxtaposition. What do you think of that?
Well, my old line is this. Show me the Southern Baptist suicide bombers.
By the way, we have the sound. Just play the sound of that.
As we look to be informational, we should include an analysis of how Christian militants or others might bring down the country. We have to look broadly, do we not?
That's what Sheila Jackson Lee had to say, and you heard what the Colonel said. Thank you very much, Colonel. Good to see you. Coming
Always
up on
a pleasure.
Deck.